God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, God's word to be with us on our path of life as we live this as a redeemed child of God in Christ Jesus is from the epistle lesson, from James the Apostle. James the Apostle at the fifth chapter. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayers of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think of your life. I want you to think about your life living in this world. This is a mess of a world, isn't it? And we're living smack dab in the middle of this world with all of its rottenness, with all of its shame and greediness, with all of its putrid crap that's going on. This is where we're living. And you know, we're in trouble when you see t-shirts that say, "Mind your own business." Lake City is having Johnny Appleseed Days this weekend. And we were downtown yesterday, walking through the shops, and they had cordoned up a couple blocks, and we were walking through, and here is this t-shirt business. And, of course, they have all the sayings on it that you can ever imagine. And the one saying was, "Mind your own business." And the proprietor of that shop was leaning over and was wearing the same kind of shirt. This is the world that we're living in. The world wants us to turn a blind eye to it. Blind eye to all the hatred that is happening. Turn a blind eye to all the stuff that is happening. The car accidents, killing the five people, going down the wrong way. Shooting up the town. It's really something that needs to have the care of God in it. And that's where we are. You know, God appoints us. He appoints us as his servants. And he appoints us to be caring of people. Even those who commit sins like us. Because we're sinful creatures. We have sinned in thought, in word, in deed. We have sinned against God. We have sinned against each other. We have sinned. And there's no help for us except in the mighty hand of God. There's no help for us except in Christ's body and blood given and shed for us for the remission of our sins. And so, as we think that there's no help for us, how can we be a help to someone else? Someone else who has committed sins. Someone else who is sick. It's amazing here. James says, you know, call upon the elders. I don't know if Don really heard that. Call on the elders and they will come and pray over you and anoint you. You know, God wants us to know that we are his servants. And he wants us to know that we're in the business of caring. He wants us to know that we're in the business of caring for other individuals. Those who may have sinned against us. Those we know that have sinned. And to be caring of each other. And how can we do that? Because, for the most part, People don't want us to know about their sins. People don't want us to know about the hurt that we're having. People don't want to know about the things that are going on with our life. You know, we always say, "How you doing?" What's the response that we hear?
"I'm fine."
"I'm fine."
Yeah.
We don't want to tell anybody. We don't want others to know. And we kind of use that that phrase, that's too much information, TMI. We don't want to do a TMI with others. We don't want to open up ourselves to others so that others may know the hurt, the grief, the pain that we have within us. As a pastor, I know grieving. I know hurting. I know confusion. And I've dealt with a lot of that in other people. But to really deal with it for myself, I really don't know how. When my father was suffering with cancer and we knew it wasn't going to be too long, I didn't know how to operate. I didn't know about looking for help. There was a nurse from the hospital in Langdon, North Dakota, and I sat down with her and talked with her about this, trying to figure out what's going on. And she said, "You know, you need a lot of prayers." And that kind of turned the light on, saying that others needed a lot of prayers, that others needed to be lifted up and encouraged, not just by sitting down and talking with one another, not just through the corporate prayers that we have on Sunday morning, not just a nice sit-down council session, but praying for that person each and every day. And so I would force myself, okay, in devotion. I would force myself to kneel down at the altar and pray, not just for those people who were hurt, but for myself, for the Lord's guidance and strength. And you see, that's what's missing in our lives. That's what's missing in each and every one of our lives, is taking the time to be with the Lord, to communicate with Him. We like to talk to people. We like to gather around tables. We like to ask people how their lives are going. We don't want to hear the hurt or anything. We want to hear about the fish that got away. We want to hear about the eagles that once seen in the morning. We want to hear about a Vikings victory. We want to hear about the Minnesota Twins actually getting into the playoffs and winning more than one playoff series. We want to hear the good stuff. And lately, the news, we've been watching NBC, and lately, at the end of the newscast, they put on a good story. That's what we want to hear. We don't want to hear about all this mess that's around us. And we communicate that mess and our desires. But one thing that we don't communicate is communicating with God. It's taking the time to be with God in prayer. Not just opening up the Bible and reading various scripture passages, but it's taking time to communicate with God in prayer. Women can do this very easily. Men have a harder time because we feel that we can handle everything on our own. We don't need God's help. But we need God in our lives.
We need God to come into our lives to lift us up and encourage us in our walk of life. And you see, that's what's missing. It's missing because we don't take that 5 to 10 minute time to really be with the Lord. Because we know that our schedule is really long and we don't have enough time to finish everything. That's when we're supposed to be in prayer with God. That's when we sit down and take time to be with Him, to pray for ourselves, to pray for those around us who are hurting, to pray for our church, our congregation, Mount Moriah in Byron, Minnesota, to take time to sow the seed for other people. Because others really don't want us to be involved in our lives. But you know something? Prayer can be involving ourselves in our lives without them even knowing about it. But to give them strength, to give them power, to give them that solace in the Lord, to give them comfort and strength. Because we know that things affect us. Whether it's COVID, or whether it's other things that bother us. You've probably seen a commercial about shingles, a shot that you can get for the prevention of shingles. And it starts going on and on about shingles doesn't care. It's going to attack you. So we need to be in prayer for people who have that disease, that problem. We need to be in prayer for other people, those who are sick, those who aren't here, those who are trying to find their life and trying to find the route to take in their life. And for that, God uses us. He uses us to be in everyone's life. We can communicate. We can communicate by visiting each other. We can communicate by phone. We can communicate by writing a note. We can communicate by texting. The most important thing that we can communicate to our God is for the needs of others. And to thank God for Jesus Christ. And to thank God for the life that we have. To thank God for our redemption in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Christ's name, holy name, amen.